2 Chronicles, chapter number 20, starting at verse number 3. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20, starting at verse number 3. To Bible readers, this is a familiar scripture. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why don't we just all, if you're able, stand here tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. When we get to verse number 7, we'll try a little something different. I want you to read it with me. Verse number 7, be our text verse, key verse here today. Verse number 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah, all of Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Read it with me, verse number 7. Art not thou our God? Woo, hallelujah. Who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. Thank you here today for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord. Verse number 7. And I need you to help me preach here today. Art not thou our God? That's my text here today. Art not thou our God? Hallelujah. Woo, amen. I feel like shouting just reading the text and you don't even know where I'm going yet. Hallelujah. I got one up on you. I've done studied it out. Hallelujah. Amen. This was a terrible situation here. The enemies of Israel had surrounded them upon every side. Amen. And the people of God were being attacked. The Moabites from the south, the Ammonites from the east, the Syrians from the north, and just to the west of them was the Mediterranean Sea. Amen. And there was no way, it looked like, out of this situation. Amen. And Jehoshaphat knew that God had given Israel the land. And in the reading here tonight, I read to you how that Jehoshaphat takes the Lord back. And he said, God, you drove out the enemies, amen, out of this land, and you have given us this land. Glory to God.
All right.
And he said, that's what you've done, God. And now the enemies of Israel have surrounded us upon every side, and they're trying to take the land back over, amen. And he asked, and Jehoshaphat ask the Lord this question. Art not thou our God? Hallelujah. Woo! That's what I'm going to preach right here today. Amen. Art not thou our God? Amen. Utterly alarmed and stricken with fear, Jehoshaphat did the only thing that he could do. He sought the Lord and proclaimed a national fast. And everybody, amen, fasted before the Lord, and they sought God. And they said, God, if you don't stand for us, amen, we won't have a land to even stand in, amen. We must have you to fight for us, hallelujah, amen. Oh, yes, and from all indications, Jehoshaphat sought the Lord before, amen, he even got any forces together. The first thing he did was he went to the house of the Lord to seek God's opinion. Amen. And I'd like to stop right here just a moment before I get to the meat of the text here today. A lot of times, amen, when people get in such a state that the enemy has surrounded it. Have you ever been to the place it seemed like you're fighting on every side around you? I'm sure we've all been to that place. Amen. But you know what? When we do that, as Brother Tommy said this morning, a lot of times we withdraw. A lot of times we hold back. Amen. But when Jehoshaphat, amen, said, let's fast and let's call unto the Lord and ask God what we should do, the first thing God said to do was get up to the house of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you here today, that is the first going to speak. Amen. Yes, are you saying he can't speak to me at my house? Are you saying he can't speak to me here, there, and to other places? No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying, but it's a lot better chance that God will speak to you in his house. Amen. Get you up, glory to God, and go down to the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God. That's where you need to go. Get yourself up. You should go to church when you feel like it. You should go to church when you don't feel like it. Amen. Set yourself, the second thing he said, set yourself. In other words, stand still. Don't run. And that is our nature when we face opposition and problems and troubles and trials. Amen. A lot of times the first thing we want to do, Brother Rice, is just run from trouble. Amen. Get out of trouble. Well, I come to tell you here today, amen, you'll be running the rest of your life. Sometimes you got to stand, set your feet, and say, devil, I'm not running. Amen.
Not running.
I'm going to face what I've got to face. Woo! I'm going to stand this head on. Amen. And I'm going to tackle the enemy. Great God. You know what? A lot of times we play defense in church more than we do offense. You might as well buckle. You see, I've got a lot coming down the pike here, amen. I said, a lot of times we play defense. We should be on offense. Hey, for I've got God and all the universe on my side. Art thou not our God? Amen. I come to tell us, it's not the enemy I'm talking about. It's not even the government that I'm talking about. I'm talking, Brother Chuck, about the God of all the universe.
All right.
Art not thou our God? I come to tell you, that's who's on my side. The God that led them up out of the land of Egypt. The God that set them free when they cried under bondage. Art not thou our God? Yes, that's what I'm preaching to you here today. He's able. I said he's able to pull you up. I said he's able to lift you out of the miry clay. Out of that horrible pit. I said he's able to help you today. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
That's right.
So look here, Jehoshaphat acknowledged the Lord. Amen. As the only true God. Amen. The God who had been worshipped by their forefathers. He acknowledged three facts here that are very important about God. That he is the only God in heaven. And there's none like thee.
Right.
I come to tell you, there's no other God like our God.
Woo.
Did you hear that? That's the first thing you need to pray when your back's up against the wall. You need to fall down on an altar of prayer and say, God, there's no God like you. Amen. That he also said that you are a sovereign God. You're the only ruler of all the nations. And he also said that he alone possesseth all power and might to be. He said, look at us, God. Is not this the land that you gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Is this not the land that you promised them that they would continually possess? And look at these Ammonites. Look at these Moabites. Look at these Syrians. They're gathered around us all about. They've already took several little nations around us. And the word is that they're coming in to take over your land, God. This ain't Jehoshaphat's land. This ain't my land. God, this is your land. Hey, and sometimes you got to remind God, I'm not, amen, anybody else's, but I've been bought with your blood. And the devil's come in, amen, trying to take over. Art not thou our God? I come to tell us, he's my God.
Come on.
I said he's my God.
Yeah.
He's a God that parted the Red Sea. He's a God that parted the River Jordan. He's a God that brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt with a high and lifted up hand. That's my God. And I come to remind you that it's your God. I said I come to remind you it's your God. And he's able to do it here today. Amen. He said, God, this is your land. And the enemy is trying to take over the land in which you commanded us to possess. Jehoshaphat laid out the predicament that he and his people were in. Amen. And they were being confronted unjustly by this three-nation alliance that had formed together to take them over. But here, amen, they were now committing, great God, a major trespass against them, repaying God's people. Jehoshaphat even said, amen, many years ago, we could have overtook that land, but we didn't. We allowed them to be peaceful. We could have overtook them a long time ago, but we left them alone. And now they're coming up against you, God.
Yeah.
Now they're coming up against your people.
All right.
God, if you still got your Bibles, it gets even better. Amen. Verse 12. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh up against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. It sounds like a pretty desperate situation, Sister Lula. Look at this, Brother George. He said, there ain't no way. Look at this. We probably can't whip one of them nations.
Yeah.
They called us unexpectedly. We're not prepared for this fight. But it ain't just one nation. It's three different nations. And Jehoshaphat said, it's impossible. There's no way we can win this battle. And God, I don't know this for sure, but I believe God, amen, was a ring in his hand. Saying when things are impossible, that's when I, amen, move best. Glory to God. Woo! Can you raise a hand and praise him? Have you ever been to when there was no hope? I said, have you ever been to the place where it could not happen? God said, that's when I work best.
Woo!
Hey, amen. Art not thou our God? That's what the three Hebrew boys said when they said, if you don't bend and bow to the music, we're going to throw you in the fire. Hey, they said, we're not going to do it. Heat it up, boys, seven times hotter than it had ever been heated up. And they throwed them into that fire. I said, God moves best when it's impossible. And they looked down through the glass in that furnace and said, how many men did we throw in? I can hear one of them back there say, well, we threw in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We threw in three men. Well, there's four men. Hey, God, there's four men walking in the fire. And the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Art not thou our God? I said, he's the same God. He's the same God of the three Hebrew boys. What about Daniel when they throwed him in the lion's den? Daniel, close your window. We're tired of hearing you pray. Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. We're going to throw you in the den of lions.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. Yes. All right.
Well, I feel the Lord here.
Come on.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. So open that old cave of that den up. Throw in Daniel. Amen. These are them same lines, Brother George, that they turn loose. Amen. That the gladiators, they had that long before they had this gladiator stuff nowadays.
Yeah.
Amen. They turn them lines loose in them great gladiator coliseums, and they crunch the bones. Read the Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read some of them old historical accounts, and they crunch the bones of them old Christians, and that's how they make sport and have entertainment and fun, Brother Rice.
Right.
That's the same lines they had down in that den. Hey God, and that old fella said, Daniel, we're going to throw you down there. Well, that would make anybody step back a notch or two. But not Daniel.
No.
Are not thou my God, oh God.
All right.
And they throwed him in that den of lions. And you know what happened?
Ooh.
They come out there early the next morning and look down and, oh Daniel, how you doing down there, son? He said, my God, are not thou my God? Sent the angel and he shut the lion's mouth.
Yeah.
come to tell you, that's the same God you've got in you today. That's the same Spirit.
Hey, come on.
Holy Ghost that's living in you. Art not thou my God? He's my God. He's a God that answers by fire. He's a God, amen, that come to the burning bush. He's a God that's still alive today.
Yes, he is. Praise God. Hallelujah.
While Jehoshaphat was praying, all the people were standing silently.
Oh, yeah.
Their hearts joining in the prayer being offered up by the king. You can read this chapter later and get all of this. Amen. And when Jehoshaphat finished praying, great God, he and all the people continued to stand and wait silently for the answer of the Lord. Woo! Great God. And verse 13, I'm about to feel like shouting. And all of Judah stood before the Lord. Let me tell you something. Anybody else would have been out there, Jimmy Jim, get together, boys. They've been blowing that trumpet to gather the troops. Get ready, boys. This is the prime of our life. If we don't, amen, guard the land, we'll not be a land this time next week.
Come on.
Yeah.
No. They're down at the house of the Lord.
Yeah. Woo! All right.
Hey, I preach to you. The Lord gave me this message to preach to you today. Amen. Hey. So they're down there at the house of the Lord. Jehoshaphat just prayed a wonderful prayer and said, now, art thou not our God? What are we going to do? There's no way to turn. And the Bible said that the men, the women, amen, even the hungry babies were standing around there at the house of the Lord. They were standing waiting on the word of God. And I come to tell you here today,
come on.
That's what you need to do. You need to wait until you hear from the word of the Lord. It'll change your life. It'll change your family. It'll change your church when you hear from the word of God.
Yes.
Woo!
Woo!
Praise God.
And all the Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, the babies, their wives, their children. Amen. Then upon Jehaziel, look at this.
Yes.
The son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, which was the chief musician under David, remember?
Yeah.
Amen. Came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
There's nothing like when the Spirit of God comes in the midst of a congregation.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know about you today, but I want him to come down and hover in this place, don't you? Woo! Hey! Amen. I believe he's fixing to do it, but I also felt him, amen, about this time last Sunday. I felt his Spirit hover down in this house. And my prayer to God is, Lord, let your presence come down. Are not thou our God, O Lord? Hey, that's what somebody needs to cry. Are you not still my God? I know you was the three Hebrews' God. I know you was Daniel's God. I know you helped Moses and led the children of Israel up out of the land of Egypt. But I know you're my God.
Yes. Praise God.
Jehoshaphat said,
hallelujah.
You did it for Moses.
Yeah.
You did it for Israel.
Woo.
Did you not drive out all the inhabitants of the land? And you gave them peace all around. And he reminded God of all God had did in the past. And he said, now it's me, oh God.
That's it.
I need you to move for me.
Woo.
That's what somebody's in this house tonight. Now you need to corner the Lord up and say, now it's me, oh God. I've heard of the Bible characters. I've heard of what you did for them. But art thou not my God? Amen.
Yeah.
Art thou not, amen, my God? Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Art not thou my God?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Here it is. Here's my message.
Jesus.
15. The Lord spoke to Jehaziel, And he said, hearken ye all, Judah.
They're in the house of God, the Spirit speaking. People don't think God does stuff like that. You don't believe the Bible.
That's right. Come on.
Amen. I ain't got time to sit and argue, folks. God speaks to his people.
Yes, he does.
God speaks through prophets.
Yes, he does.
God speaks through, amen, his word. Woo!
Yeah.
God speaks through teachers,
sure,
through pastors.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, God speaks through prophets. Well, right here was a prophet. Amen. Hey, and God was speaking through the prophet Jehaziah. Woo! And he said, hearken ye all, Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. He's speaking to the king by name.
Yes.
Woo!
Glory.
Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid.
Not afraid.
I thought you'd done shouted by now. I thought you didn't have to preach no further than that.
Thank
Look
you.
At this, Sister Dottie. I mean, Jehoshaphat, Brother George, is surrounded by enemies. It looks a lot like Ukraine.
Like
Ukraine is surrounded by the enemy all the way around. And God said, don't be afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Hey, how, God, am I not going to be afraid? How, God, am I not going to be fearful? How in the world are you speaking that to me, Lord?
Come on now.
Hey, God, here it is. Amen. Nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Woo! Hey!
Amen.
I'd like to have about two or three of you stand up right there and raise a hand and say, it's not my battle, Lord.
Not my battle, Lord.
I said, it's not my battle, but it's yours. The enemy's coming to take me over. The enemy's coming to take the land. But God said, it's not my battle to fight.
Come on,
it's
come
his.
On,
Lord. And I come to tell somebody the word of the Lord. It ain't your battle. God said he's going to fight the battle.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Bless it.
Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up. My.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, come on.
God said tomorrow, and he told them which way the enemy was coming.
Yeah.
God knows, church.
Yes, he does.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. Somebody said, how do I know when the Spirit's really speaking? If he speaks something that don't come to pass, he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen next week. He knows what's going to happen next year, Brother Chuck. And he spoke to the children here, amen, of Judah. And he said, get ready. Tomorrow, they're going to come up by the cliff Ziz. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeriel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle.
Right.
Let me tell you something, church. Sometimes you got to fight. Sometimes you got to put up a good fight. But God said, not this time. This is my fight.
Woo!
Woo! Not this time.
Yeah.
This is the Lord's battle. Hey, God. Amen. And he said, tomorrow, get you down there and by the cliff, Ziz, and they're going to be coming up, and ye shall not need to fight. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Woo! Don't run. Face your adversary. Don't run. All you got to do is stand out there. Glory to God. I'm about to feel like shouting. Woo! I got to hurry because I need to pray. Amen. But Brother George, read the rest of this. I want y'all to read this later. Be sure I'm preaching to you the truth. So here they go out there, Brother Tommy, and they go out there to the cliff Ziz. Amen. And old Jehoshaphat gets a choir together, and he gets singers together. Woo! I don't believe in all that music down there at that church. Hey, I don't believe in all that emotionalism.
Come on.
Hey, amen. That's not what God said. Get the singers together. And they went down there by the cliff Ziz, and they began to sing, and they began to praise. Glory to God. And the Bible said, God sent ambushments.
God.
Hey, and the Amorites, they begin to slay amen, their own side. They began to fight one another while God's children was up there singing. While they didn't have a gun, they didn't have a sword. All they had was a song. And this battle's not mine, saith the Lord. Hey, I come to tell us, God said, I'll fight your battle.
Can you see him marching up there? I'm done. Can you see him marching up there, Brother Tommy?
Praise God.
Oh, Jehoshaphat's got the choir.
And he's got the church. Yeah. And he's got some,
all right,
some good men.
Yeah.
And they said, Jehoshaphat, what are we going to use for weapons? We don't need a weapon today. Get your harp, boy. Get your guitar. Get your piano.
Yeah.
Woo! Come on. Hey. Glory to God. Sister Missy, come on up here on this piano. Amen. Brother Jonathan, I need a choir. I need a group. Come on, come on. Brother Tom, get up here on this bass. Hey, Brother Jason, you done went charismatic. Oh, no, no. Charismatic, learn from us. I said yeah. Charismatics. Amen. Whoever else. Amen. Maybe one or two of you want to get up here and say, we got to leave a few to pray. Amen. Glory to God. But Brother Tommy, here it is. Jehoshaphat and what folks he did bring. They're going up to battle. Here's the Amorites. Here's the Moabites. Here's the Assyrians. Here's the enemies of the Lord God of Israel. Jehoshaphat, what are we going to do?
Yes, Lord. Come on, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Blessing, Lord.
Praise, praise, praise.
Where's our swords? Where's our weapons?
Yeah.
Where's our fighters? Where's our warriors? We don't need it today, boys. Didn't you hear the Lord speak to us yesterday? He said to get up in the morning and go down by the cliff, see us when we'll be passing by. And he told us to go over there and give it to him. He said today's a different battle. This will be a battle like you've never seen before. Woo! In the past, we had to fight our battles. But today, you're going to see the hand of God. I said today, you're going to see the hand of God. Hey, stand with me in this house, church. Stand with me across this house. And here they go. Over by the cliff, see us, Brother Charlie. And Jehoshaphat said, get ready. And they begin to play. Get ready. And they begin to praise. And they begin to sing. I'd like to thank Brother George that maybe one or two of them, they might begin to shout, Brother Tommy. Hey, maybe one took off a running like Brother Tommy does and ran around the rock. And the enemy looked down there and they thought, what in the world is going on? And they start fighting one another. That's just like my God. I said, that's just like my God. Hey, he said he'll fight my battle.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Jesus. Bless it.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm out of voice, Brother Rice. Oh. Aren't you glad he'll fight for you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He'll fight for you, Sister Carla. Amen. When you've done all you can do, stand there.
Yes.
Don't run. Don't run, Brother Rice.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand there.
The enemy's coming. I don't have a weapon. I don't have a way to fight, but God said,
stand and sing and praise.
Woo. Reminds me about a man by the name of Paul and Silas. When the enemy had beat them, Sister Luma, black and blue, and they had put them in prison. Amen. Silas, no doubt, was belly aching. Belly aching. Paul, what are we going to do now?
Paul said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to
begin to sing. I'm going to begin to praise the Lord. Not like we are. Look at us. Our eyes are swelled together. They've really put the mojo on us. Look at us. How can we sing? Amen. But the Bible said, long about midnight, they begin to sing and praise the Lord. Woo! Long before it was prayer.